Voters in the New South Wales seat of Orange have ended a decades-long loyalty to the Nationals, a move which has put a broom through the party's leadership. The party's leader, who is also the state's deputy premier, is resigning after the party suffered an unprecedented swing against it at a weekend by-election. And shortly after his announcement, the Nationals' deputy also announced he was stepping down. The seat's been in Nationals' hands since 1947, but now looks set to go to a minor party, the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers. Lexi Metherall reports.
Even late this morning, Troy Grant was insisting he intended to continue as Nationals' leader. By lunchtime, that had changed.
New South Wales Deputy Premier Troy Grant announces he'll stand down as leader of the Nationals.
Then Nationals Deputy Leader Adrian Piccoli, who started the day saying there wasn't enough support for a leadership spill, also announced he'd stand down. What triggered the resignations? Plans for a spill motion at tomorrow's party room meeting on the back of the biggest swing in the state's electoral history in the Orange by-election. The Nationals have held it almost since the Second World War, when they were still called the Country Party. But now, nearly seven decades on, it seems almost certain to go to the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers party candidate. His name is Philip Donato.
The swing's been absolutely unbelievable, to be honest. I did know it was going to swing, not to this extent, but it's encouraging, it's optimistic, and it's really a message to the government. Don't treat people like this.
Mr. Donato says Troy Grant's failed to stick up for the bush by supporting two controversial moves, the Liberal Premier Mike Baird's greyhound racing industry ban and council amalgamations.
It appears that they've forgotten their core base, they've forgotten their core values. They're simply just doing whatever the Liberal Party tells them to do without standing up for the regional rural communities which they're elected to do. You know, the greyhound ban is one typical example where most of the greyhound trainers and owners are in the regional rural areas. And the National Party just rolled over on that one.
As the Orange by-election loomed, the government dumped the greyhound shutdown, but it seems too late. Premier Mike Baird's approval rating has gone from 60% to 39% in the last 9 months, according to Newspoll. He concedes the Orange result is terrible.
Yes, they've sent a message to us. I mean, every government that tries to pretend that those sort of results just ignore them, well, we're not. We're going to listen, we're going to respond.
The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, is singing from the same song sheet.
There is no question that politicians have to listen to their electorates, listen very carefully to their electorates. They have to respond to the concerns of their constituents who are able to send a very strong message, as indeed we've seen in the Orange by-election.
Commentators say the result is a hard lesson for the Nationals. Michael Hogan is an honorary associate professor in the Department of Government at Sydney University.
They have to not only support regional policies, but also be seen to be doing so. This is something which has been happening for the last 50 years because the National Party has become the party of big miners and big land farming corporations. In mining, for example, the whole issue of coal seam gas, which we've seen over the last 5 years or so. This should be something which the National Party should be screaming their head off about, but yet they seem to be going along with the erosion of good farming land by mining companies in bringing coal seam gas, things which threaten the health of the water and the health of the general countryside. To me, it's amazing that the National Party hasn't been screaming its head off over this issue for the last 5 years. They've got to start doing that sort of stuff.
It's tempting to draw comparisons to the Trump victory and the anti-establishment mood that drove that and Brexit recently. Do you think there was any of that sort of anti-establishment fervour being demonstrated by voters in Orange?
Not anti-establishment, but anti-National Party, yes. And I don't think this is a new thing. You know, the country areas in New South Wales have been experiencing a reaction against the National Party for nearly 50 years, I suppose. And there have been prominent independents in areas like the Armidale and Port Macquarie and places like that. What surprises me is that there hasn't been more of this, and that votes haven't been going to independents who are genuinely regional, rather than to the National Party, who seems to have forgotten how to be concerned about regional matters.
The final result in Orange is likely to be known later this week.
Professor Michael Hogan from the University of Sydney, ending Lexi Matherall's report.